Well, no sooner do I arrive at the Red Hall Hotel in Bury that I get picked up by Tony Tickle in his...
It is a Kia Sorento.
And it's very nice, and he's got the number plate Tickle. You're embracing your name, aren't you?
Yeah, I do. It's a great name, because what happens is nobody ever forgets it. They can meet me 20 years later and go, you're the guy from Bury, aren't you? If my name was Steve Jones, I don't think they'd remember that.
I've never met a Tickle before I met you. Where are you guys from?
Oh, originally... Scandinavia, I believe, something like that, but I don't have a face like a Norse.
No, you don't have a face like a Norse, but you do have a Mr. Tickle right here. What is that? That goes on the dashboard, is it?
Yeah, it does usually.
It's a proper Mr. Tickle, reminds me of my childhood. Anyway, enough about that. Tell me about where we are and why we're here.
Right, we're actually just going down into Ramsbottom, which is famous for two things. The birthplace of Robert Peel, the inventor of the modern day police force, and also the Cherubble brothers, which are from Nicholas Nickleby. When Dickens visited here, he named Cherubble brothers after the two residents of the town who set up Ramsbottom. That's why we're here.
Okay, so Ramsbottom, it's not connected with the fish and chip shop, is it? Because we're inland.
Yeah, what we are in actual fact is that Ramsbottom is a derivative of two words, Ramson, meaning garlic, and Botham, meaning valley. So this is actually Valley of the Wild Garlic, very romantic.
Well, this is another place I've never been. I've never been to Bury, and I've never been here. So I'm going to be learning an awful lot. Why are these places close to your heart?
Well, I live here. This is the place that I live, and it's quite interesting because it's definitely becoming a creative centre. A lot of creative people now live in and around Ramsbottom. It's got some fantastic restaurants. It's got one of the top 10 restaurants in Britain here on our doorstep, and it's just there to the right-hand side.
Ooh.
We're actually going to be just jumping out now because we're going to park up, and we're going to go to the Chocolate Cafe, which is here on the left. And actually, you can visit them on We Love Chocolate. Their hashtag is We Love Chocolate, so you can check them out.
Oh, I think I was talking to them on Twitter not so long ago. You have a chocolate festival.
Yeah, that takes place this weekend.
This weekend?
This weekend.
I'm just going to miss it. Is there a preemptive chocolate tasting for the chocolate festival?
That's exactly why we're going now, to see Paul, the owner of the Chocolate Cafe, who's going to give us some samples.
Oh man, too good to be true.